Saving money. Top tips on how to save money.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money Talks. Today in the studio, we're talking to Ross Littleton, who's come to talk to us about how to save money. Good afternoon, Ross.
Good afternoon.
So, Ross, in these times of economic hardship, what can we do to save money?
Lots. For example, if you always go to the same supermarket, sign up for a loyalty card and use the coupons they send you. You can save a surprising amount by doing that.
Good idea. But the thing is, I always forget to take those coupons with me.
Try keeping them in your wallet or purse. That way, you'll always have them with you. Another thing, if you're buying something fairly expensive, ask for a discount for using cash. You know, if you use a credit card, the shop has to pay 2 to 4% to the bank. So if you pay in cash or write a cheque, you're saving them money. Also, it never hurts to ask for a 10 or 20% discount when you're buying something big, such as a TV, a refrigerator, or a computer. They can only say no. As the old saying goes, don't ask, don't get.
Very interesting.
Also, avoid buying any of those extended warranties they offer you when you buy electrical goods. Apparently, about 80% are never used, and they're a major profit item for the vendor, which is why they're always so desperate for you to buy them. I've been talked into buying them in the past. You know, those ones that offer you a 3-year warranty. But I can tell you that I stick those warranties away in a drawer and I forget about them. I mean, most electrical goods will last more than 3 years anyway.
Good advice. What else?
Well, choose the times you go shopping very carefully. For example, you'll make a huge saving if you buy next year's Halloween costume on the 1st of November, just after Halloween, or your Christmas decorations in January, right after Christmas. I always do that. Last year, I managed to do a lot of my Christmas shopping during the summer sales, for example.
Great stuff. Any more shopping advice?
Well, one important thing is to always shop with a list. That way, you'll avoid making any snap purchases. Depending on what you're shopping for, you can easily save between 10 and 15% with this tip alone. And try to avoid going shopping for food when you're hungry, as you'll probably buy more than you need. I've done that lots of times before. Also, never go shopping if you're feeling a bit depressed. Shopping therapy may well work in the short term, but it'll leave you with a big bill and something you don't really need.
Okay, thanks for that. Very interesting.
My pleasure.